Hello, this is Stefan Matzel of Trinity Fellowship in Syracuse, your pastor for the day. I'm looking with you today at 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 18 to 25. This is the passage that begins, "The message of the cross is folly to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God." We see here two radically different perspectives about Jesus' death on the cross. One view says that Jesus' death on the cross is foolishness. The other view says that Jesus' death on the cross is power. Now, it's not hard to understand how Greco-Roman people in the first century might think that the message of the cross is foolishness. For example, consider the phrase in verse 23, "Christ crucified." Christ means king. Christ means Messiah, anointed one. And from a worldly perspective, only a foolish king would get himself crucified. In the Roman Empire, crucifixion was the most painful, the most humiliating form of punishment conceivable. Crucifixion was such an awful thing to watch that people did not talk about it in polite society. Crucifixion was reserved for the lowest classes and the worst criminals. Only slaves and the most dangerous traitors would be executed by crucifixion. From a Greco-Roman perspective, if Jesus was a great king, the one thing that would never happen to him is that he would be crucified. The Jews of the day had a similar perspective because the law said, "Cursed is he who is hung upon a tree." But what Paul explains in verses 19 to 21 of 1 Corinthians 1 is that when non-believers say that the cross is foolishness, that is because God has judged them with blindness, making their merely human wisdom to be nothing. Human power and human wisdom might seem to amount to something if you have a secular mindset, but in comparison to God's power and God's wisdom, they are nothing. God is so powerful that he can use what seems weak, what seems foolish, to surprisingly accomplish his purposes. And in doing so, he proves that his strength is stronger than worldly strength, that his wisdom is wiser than the wisdom of mere mortals. And that tells me and you today that humbly identifying ourselves with the scorned and crucified Messiah is the only way to experience the power and the wisdom of God. May it be so. This has been Stefan Matzel of Trinity Fellowship in Syracuse, your pastor for the day.